Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Wednesday, March 30th edition of the program. Disney execs in leaked video talking about making half of all Disney characters and leads transgender or LGBTQIA+. By the end of the year, we'll talk about this, plus a trans cyclist who was racing in men's events until last month is now going to be competing against women this weekend, another sport that women are losing to the trans agenda, and the email that proves that the CDC was bending the knee to the teachers' unions when it came to school lockdowns. Not a surprise, but we will dive into all of this, my friends, in a moment. A lot to discuss. You know I love MyPillow. I mean, the pillow that I sleep on every night because it's a MyPillow, but also all the MyPillow products. Mike Lindell's built this amazing company that has so many products you need in your home. And the honestly, for me, the one that was such a game changer was first the pillow, but then the Giza Dream Sheets. The Giza Dream Sheets are made from the world's best cotton Giza. They are ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are at their lowest price ever, 60% off, coming in as low as $39.99 when you use promo code BUCK. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square to check out this flash sale on the Giza Dream Sheets. With my promo, you'll also get a copy of Mike Lindell's book free with your purchase. Enter promo code BUCK for these great radio specials. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter promo code BUCK for these great radio specials. And now we have the Disney situation. And let's just be quite clear about this. Disney has decided that it's going to put out statements attacking the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, but also the state legislature, which is Republican majority right now, passed this law about not indoctrinating children into sexual identity and gender ideology and all this other stuff, at least until the third grade. That's all that it says. Nursery school through third grade, please don't teach kids about trans and pansexuality and bisexuality and cisgender identity and all this stuff. Just like let kids be kids and let parents introduce children to that in their own way on their own time. You know, don't get ahead of them. Why is the left so freaked out about this? I mean, I got to tell you, the blue-haired, masked up in their profile photos, Twitterati are coming after me big time right now. They're very upset with me because I pointed out that this Disney situation is not only about what the executives at Disney think about themselves, their politics, their own families. They want to use Disney content, friends. The great American content company of Walt Disney Co. to indoctrinate your kids. They're saying this out loud on video to lots of people in the company watching. Now, I'm not making this up. I'm not exaggerating it. They are saying this out loud. Isn't it amazing? You wonder, why did they get so upset about this bill? And why is it that even Ron DeSantis's formidable press secretary, Ms. Christina Pushaw, has had to point out that there seems to be a grooming aspect in mind for so many of the individuals here who want to indoctrinate children into certain belief systems when they're in kindergarten or first grade? Think about that for a moment. Sexual identity politics to a kindergartner? When I was a kindergartner, I thought I was a stegosaurus some days. I didn't expect that I'd have people trying to, and as we've seen in some cases, maybe not just indoctrinate, but gender transition small children, change their name without telling parents. This stuff is happening. It's happening in schools in this country. This is real. Here is Disney president of content, Carrie Burke. You've got to hear this. Play clip 10.
I'm here as a mother of two queer children, actually, one transgender child and one pansexual child, and also as a leader. And that was the thing that really got me, because I have heard so much from so many of my colleagues over the course of the last couple of weeks in open forums and through emails and phone conversations. And I feel a responsibility to speak, not just for myself, but for them, to all of us. We had an open forum last week at 20th, where, again, the home of really incredible, groundbreaking LGBTQIA stories over the years, where one of our execs stood up and said, you know, we only have a handful of queer leads in our content. And I went, what? That can't be true. And I realized, oh, it actually is true.
Just to use her terminology, this is deeply concerning to the president of content at Disney that there aren't enough queer leads. Now, this is one of these times where I always wonder, well, the term queer, which she is using here, at one point, people treated that as though it was a slur, right? But now it is being used again. So this is the word we're supposed to use. It's really tough to keep up, is my point. What words are allowed? What words are not? They'll attack you. And let me tell you, as Dave Chappelle has dubbed them, the alphabet people, the alphabet activists, they're ruthless. They're ruthless. They are drunk with power. They're able to destroy people's careers and lives based upon the most minor offense against the constantly changing agenda, particularly of the trans agenda. And yet, here we are. This is Disney. This is not the MSNBC comments section. This is Disney. I mean, this woman refers to her own. She says, I have a child who is trans and a child who is pangender. Now, or pansexual, rather. Now, first of all, nobody knows what the heck pansexual means. And I think it's so funny. All these blue haired libs, because I pointed this out on Twitter, they're attacking me. And I'm trying to explain to them, no. I know you think you know what it means, but it's absurd. Pansexual is supposed to mean attracted to somebody irrespective of gender. To which I say, OK, so now we have to do this thing where there are 37 genders and you're attracted to all of them. But how do you know that if you don't even know what all the 37 genders are? Oh, well, you're just open to anything and everything gender wise. OK, how is that different than bisexual? Oh, because there aren't two genders. Oh, actually, I disagree. Ah, so this is a make believe term then in that sense. Right. There are people who will say they're attracted to men and attracted to women. Pansexual then would mean expanding that to attracted to anybody regardless of their gender and beyond two genders. You see, this is what the term actually means. So the head of Disney content, the president of Disney content, Remember, this is the person who, if you write, you know, if you're trying to come up with a screenplay, if you want to work at Disney Pictures, she has final say over what gets made. Think about that. She is involved in the creative process for what kind of cartoons your kids will see under the Disney seal. She's saying she has a transgender child and a pansexual child. So here we are. What are the chances, by the way, that that's not a reflection of her ideology as infused through her children? I'm just going to put that out there. She just so happens to be a wacko leftist who happens to have children that have gender preferences that 99% of America has to look up and say, wait, what is that? Pansexual? I think it's hilarious, too. These activists, oh, sorry, you're so ignorant. They make up these terms. If I make up a word 5 minutes ago, or if I decide that I'm going to widely apply a word that was in the fringe of psychiatry in the, you know, early 1920s or 1930s, which is what they say about pansexual. No, it's not reasonable to have an expectation that any person would know what the heck they're talking about. But she keeps going. And remember, this is about policy for a major company that is picking a fight with America's best governor, Ron DeSantis. Disney is picking a fight over a law right now in the state of Florida, where I am currently sitting. And Disney is also telling people stuff like this. Play clip 11.
We have many, many, many LGBTQIA characters in our stories. And yet we don't have enough leads and narratives in which gay characters just get to be characters and not have to be about gay stories. And so that's been very eye-opening for me. And I can tell you it's something that I feel perhaps had this moment not happened, I as a leader and me as my colleagues would not have focused on. And going forward, I certainly will be more so. I know that we will be. And I hope this is a moment where, shoot, the 50% of the tears, sorry, are coming. We just don't allow each other to go backwards.
This woman's crying as she's talking about this. Because half of Disney lead characters are not members of the LGBTQIA+, and that is the acronym, community. She's crying. This is a very wealthy, influential adult female who is crying because half of cartoon leads are not trans or non-binary or non-gender conforming or pansexual. And as I keep saying, this is at Disney. This isn't at some conference of women in gender studies associate professors in Oregon. This is Disney. And there's more. Oh, there's more. She's not even the only one who's talking about this kind of stuff. I'll come back in a moment. And remember, they want, you're seeing this now. This has been exposed. They want your kids to be brainwashed with this stuff through content and, yes, through school. That's what's actually going on right now in the country. That is what is happening. They are saying it out loud. Coming to more of that in a second. You know, there'll be a time when you're considering the purchase of gold or silver. You've probably already given it some consideration. Precious metals are the best investment form to protect the value of your savings account over time against inflation. In a year that's certain to see inflation rates at 6% or greater, you're the one that has to protect the value of your savings. You do that best with gold. I buy mine from the Oxford Gold Group. They've made it so you can have real gold and silver delivered to your home. If it's gold or silver you've purchased, now you can easily take delivery of it. The same kind of thing can happen with your IRA or 401k. Real gold and silver into your retirement accounts. Remember, gold and silver traditionally hold their value, especially when markets decline or fail. The Oxford Gold Group is the industry leader in precious metals, offering gold and silver at the lowest prices on the market. The Oxford Gold Group will beat any competitor's price on precious metals. Get gold you can hold or get real gold in your IRA or 401k today. Call the Oxford Gold Group to request your free precious metals investment guide by dialing #250 on your cell phone and say the keywords gold IRA. You'll receive your precious metals investment guide directly to your phone and get all your questions answered with one call to Oxford Gold. Simply dial #250 and say the keywords gold IRA. That's the Oxford Gold Group. Dial #250 on your phone and say the words gold IRA. So here is Equality Florida Executive Director Nadine Smith telling Disney employees that Governor DeSantis, well, I'll let Smith say this, play 12.
When we react to this, a lot of us are reacting from the pain we experience of being isolated and stigmatized in school. But we're also reacting from the reality that when they can erase you, when they can criminalize your existence, when they can demonize who you are, the next step is to criminalize you and take your kids.
Oh, okay. So there are activists that Disney's hiring to speak to their workforce, telling them that conservatives in the state of Florida and people like Ron DeSantis want to take away their children. Think about that for a second. So, you know, they're going to turn around and say, oh, you guys are exaggerating and this isn't so big a deal. It's not so bad, whatever. They want to steal your kids, they say. Well, that's going to get people very, very concerned, isn't it? Right? They're hearing this from someone that Disney's brought in. They're paying to teach them about all of this. And here's even the White House's deputy press secretary, Kate Bedingfield, play 8.
Both the president and Secretary Cardona spoke out very forcefully against the law. The president also put out a statement yesterday about the tragic impact of this kind of law on incredibly vulnerable population. And he said that, you know, by signing this bill, the governor has chosen to target some of Florida's most vulnerable students and families, all while under the guise of parents' rights. So the Department of Education, as you noted, will monitor this law upon implementation to evaluate whether it violates federal civil rights law. And obviously, we will come back to you as we have more information on that.
Oh, okay. Under the guise of parents' rights. I hope the Democrats stay with all this stuff. I hope the Democrats continue to be the party of men and women sports and teaching children, and I mean little kids, kindergarten, first grade, about pansexuality, cisgender identity paradigms. And I mean, think about this for a second, folks. Our school system doesn't do a good enough job teaching a majority of people to read and write and do simple arithmetic. But the left wants to make sure that little kids are being taught that there are, you know, dozens of gender identities out there and that sexuality is in constant fluidity and you can be attracted to anyone at any time, at any reason, you know, or through pansexual ideology or whatever, whatever. I mean, it's all just, you see, you notice how it is really kicking at the load bearing walls of civilization, how that's all just a part of this, too. Destroying the family, destroying basic norms within society. And for what? For what? No, they just want to bring it all down. They seek the destruction of the society that we have lived in up to this point and the replacement of it with something else. I mean, that is behind all of this. Just remember that. That is what's really going on here. And it's appalling that there are so many people, so many Democrat elites who just go along with this absolute, utter madness. It's really crazy. And I got to tell you, I have to wonder at what point, you know, Democrats will give up on some of this in advance of the midterms. Oh, here is, just because they're going to get annihilated if they keep this up. I mean, they better, or else, you know, time to find another country to live in, folks. Here is Ron DeSantis, who has been phenomenal on this issue and is not going to step back, not going to step down. Ron DeSantis, man, he is showing us how it's done. Play clip 9.
I think they crossed the line. And, you know, people ask me, you know, kind of about, you know, their posture on the bill. I said, you know what? If we would have put in the bill that you were not allowed to have curriculum that discussed the oppression of the Uyghurs in China, Disney would have endorsed that in a second. And that's the hypocrisy of this. And, you know, we're going to make sure we're fighting back when people are threatening our parents and threatening our kids.
Absolutely the right thing to do. He gets it. He knows what's going on here. He understands what the other side is trying to get away with. And it's important that we don't let them. It's important that we don't let them lie about what's in this bill, that we don't let them continue to brainwash children. This is a fight that we should have. Okay, this is about the future of the country. Talk about the lockdown of schools, which was clearly based not on the science, but on what the Democrat teachers' unions wanted, because they are thuggish, lazy Democrat operatives running these teachers' unions. It's appalling. We'll talk about that in a moment. But if you've ever thought about becoming a real estate investor, listen up. Done For You Real Estate. That's who you need to go to. Done For You Real Estate. These guys have a great system for getting you started as a real estate investor, and it's for the long term. It's stable. It's about making sound decisions now so that you can reap the rewards in the years and even decades to come. It's very straightforward, and when once they walk you through the process, they help you figure out what city you want to invest in. They get a broker lined up with you to get you the house that you think is going to be a good investment property. Then they have a management company that'll actually take over, and they'll get a tenant in place. You just see those checks arriving every month. You get that free cash flow, and you're building up equity over time. It's just a really good way to create financial security over the long run. I've done this now, multiple houses purchased with Done For You Real Estate, and they have worked out fantastically. Go to doneforyoubuck.com. Again, that's doneforyoubuck.com to see how this works. And tell them I said hi when you talk to them, because these are great guys and gals, and they really know what they're doing. Go to doneforyoubuck.com. Become a real estate investor today with Done For You Real Estate. So we have, I mean, this is remarkable. Republicans expose uncommon CDC teachers union ties on COVID school reopening guidance in the report. This is on FoxNews.com, and here's what you need to know. Republican lawmakers who sit on the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis are releasing a report today revealing a CDC control and prevention official testimony claiming the agency coordinated with teachers' unions at an extraordinary level in crafting its school reopening guidance, despite the agency's earlier claims that such coordination was routine and non-political. In the interim report, exclusively reviewed by Fox News Digital, Republicans wrote that emails between the American Federation of Teachers, the White House, and the CDC show that the AFT's cozy relationship with the Biden administration's political leadership at the CDC positioned the union to impose line-by-line edits to the reopening guidance, despite the CDC's past practice to keep draft guidance confidential. Line-by-line edits. Whatever the teachers' union wanted, the teachers' union got. And that meant... that meant the suffering of children and parents, by the way, who were left totally in the lurch when all of a sudden now they couldn't have their kids in school anymore. They had to figure out childcare situations for them. A lot of parents still had to work. A lot of parents were essential workers, and that meant that they weren't able to just Zoom from their couches. Libs don't care. Teachers' unions. Money for politicians. Votes for politicians. Democrats want what they want. That's all that matters. Didn't matter about this. They forced the abuse of children with masking after forcing the misery of children with the shutdowns of schools for months and months, really over a year. And they should be held to account. Please, please remember this going into the midterm election, everybody. And tell everybody who will listen. The teachers' unions ran roughshod over the science and made the Democrats shut down the schools, and the Democrats, like the compliant little toadies of the teachers' unions that the Democrat Party and Fauci and the CDC are, they went along with it. It was wrong. It was unethical. It was immoral. All right, that's it for today's Buck Sexton Show, my friends. Thanks for hanging out with me. Please also check out the Clay and Buck Show. I'll be back with you tomorrow from NYC. Shields high. Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. He served our nation for over 7 years before he was severely injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers helps severely injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
to the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.